All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
And Judge takes advantage. High, deep, and go!
It was game three of a four-game set between the Yankees and the Oakland Athletics. Clark Schmidt on the mound looking to continue his strong start to the season, and the big bats were doing big-time damage. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium. New York
City. Just when they thought I was out, they pull me back in.
All right. That anti-judge crowd awfully quiet tonight. Mark Peterson says, where they at? How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back. Wednesday is almost over. The hump day is almost over. You're more than halfway through the week. Congratulations. You're almost there. So pretty good night for the Yankees. Clark Schmidt, solid until he wasn't. But, you know, once again, hit the wall in the sixth inning. That's definitely his Waterloo. Aaron Judge busted out of his slump with a multi-hit game that included a home run. And it was a home run that fate absolutely seemed to want to happen. The universe absolutely wanted this home run to happen. We'll talk about it. But big, big swing of the bat from Mr. Judge going the other way using that short porch. Almost struck out on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball call on the outside corner, but the umpire reversed it because of a balk. So we'll talk about that. Austin Wells broke out of his 0-for-23 slump with a bunt single. Beautiful single. First hit for him since April 3rd, so exactly 3 weeks. Part of the problem is that he's only gotten 23 at-bats in 3 weeks, so that's another story. Soto went deep. Luke Weaver was outstanding out of the pen tonight. 2 2/3 scoreless innings with 3 strikeouts. So overall, very, very good night for the Yankees. Volpe with his first triple of the year. See him hustling around. But hey, before we get to the recap and the key takeaways, reminder to subscribe to the channel. It's free. We are here after pretty much every game all season long. And just because it appears in your feed and just because you're here doesn't mean you're subscribed. Make sure that you're subscribed. Go ahead and click that subscribe button if it says subscribe. If it says subscribed, past tense, you're good. But and if you enjoy the podcast, go ahead and drop a like on the video. And the YouTube algorithm will show this channel to other Yankees fans and will help grow the community. And also, we're available on all the podcast platforms. So definitely check that out as we finish off the highlights here. Clark Schmidt serving up the bomb, turned into a pumpkin once again in the sixth inning. And that was an absolute blast. But Luke Weaver in saved the day. He was just terrific. He's got a very interesting delivery, a little bit of a stiff leg, front leg delivery there, a little bit of Yamamoto in him, a lot cheaper. And then Soto, of course, going deep. The glove of the center fielder becomes a casualty, gets stuck on top of the wall. Soto knew he got it. Didn't go out by much, but you know, when you hit a lot of home runs, I guess you know. Sac fly from Verdugo. He had a good game, plays a very good left field. And the Yankees polish one off. Clark Schmidt, another solid outing, but did not get very deep into the ballgame. So we'll talk about all of that. Chat is beginning to fill up, so let's go ahead and get to the blow-by-blow.
All right, let's go. Let's get it going.
Lightning Monkey says, this was a very close to pinnacle of firing on all cylinders performance. Definitely looked good, but you know, there were a couple of little things that we can gripe about, but let's start with Clark Schmidt. Worked into and out of trouble in the first inning. He got off to a very good start. Ball got by Rizzo in the first inning. Looked like he reacted a little bit slow. And a buddy texted me and said, are you concerned with Rizzo's reaction time being an issue? And for a minute I was, and then he hit his second home run in as many nights. So not so concerned now. Bottom one, Soto got a free pass. And then Aaron Judge got called out on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner. But it got reversed. They said that the pitcher didn't come to a full stop, which is important. That's why it's a balk. They called it a balk. They did a do-over for the pitch. Next pitch was 97, was a little bit up, higher than the first one, and Judge knew what to do with it.
It's another home run for Judge. All right.
just over the WB Mason sign. Beautiful swing. That's the swing we're used to from Judge. He's just looking a lot better. He's just looking a lot smoother in the box. So, in the words of Thanos, destiny fulfilled. The big man is back. I told you last night that he was looking better. We're seeing a lot of comments in here that, you know, people had to, people noticed that, you know, he's not swinging at the crap outside of the zone. He's not, he just doesn't look as disjointed as he was. It's an ineffable thing. You can tell the difference between a smooth Aaron Judge swing and one that's just a little bit off because we've seen so many good ones, you know? So it's like when you go to your favorite restaurant, right? And you eat the same meal that you've had, you know, a dozen times, but then you can tell that they added something or took something away. You know, when he's fouling those hangers off and chasing balls out of the zone, it's just something a little tiny different, you know? But all over it tonight, I think he's busting out.
More of that, please.
Also singled in his second at bat and smoked a line out in his third at bat. So a lot of positive signs for Mr. AJ. Yankees got another run in the fourth, the aforementioned bunt single from Austin Wells, and then Anthony Volpe ripped an opposite field triple to score Wells from first base. First triple of the year for Volpe. Really showing off the wheels. He's involved in almost every rally, it seems. I mean, he's just, I love him as a player. I like him in the leadoff spot. A couple of hits tonight. He's hitting 293. He's got a 793 OPS. If he maintains those stat lines for the whole season, even if it's ups and downs like it's been so far this year, you'll take that in the, you know, aggregate. 293 with a 793 OPS from your leadoff guy. Absolutely. And when you combine it with his gold glove defense, he's really becoming, a star right in front of our eyes. Soto followed up with a sac fly to extend the lead to 4-0. Productive at bat. He's always having productive at bats. Bottom five, Anthony Rizzo for the second night in a row. Checking out.
There it goes! See ya! Garcia!
All over it. This one was way gone. It looked like it went to the last row right before the bleachers. It was a hanging slider. I like how he goes down and gets it, just kind of golfs it, and you see it land out there next to the FanDuel sign. Beautiful swing. Mark Stenrose says, thanks for the show. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate that. But, the defense still worries me a little bit with Anthony Rizzo, but I've seen enough the last couple of nights to think that, you know, the hitting is coming around, and we're starting to see the old Rizzo back again.
You son of a bitch.
All right, let's talk about Clark Schmidt. He tossed a very good five innings tonight, but once again turned into a pumpkin in the sixth inning. You know, that sixth inning to Clark Schmidt's like kryptonite to Superman, his only weakness right now. Served up a three-run home run to Brent Rooker that knocked him out of the game. Final line for tonight, 5 3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. We keep talking about what happens when Gerrit Cole comes back. Well, there you go. This guy has great, great stuff and cuts through an order 2 times, but you got to be able to do it 3 times once in a while as a starter, and he just never, ever gets there. They're saying he has a mental block. I don't want to hear that from a starting pitcher. A mental block to go 6 innings? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. But still been very solid overall this year. 3.55 ERA, almost a 3-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Definitely off to a better start than he had last year. Just got to get through that final hurdle of getting through 6 innings. And if you can't do it against the A's, when you enter the 6th inning with a reasonable pitch count, I just don't know how it's ever going to happen. If not, if he can't ever get there, I think he makes a great bullpen candidate when Gerrit Cole comes back. But overall, solid performance from Mr. Clark Schmidt. Solid. Javier Velez says, not so shocked now, huh, Judge Naysayers? Yeah, there were a lot of doubters in here the last few days. Another super chat here says, good pitching, good hitting, good defense. When all three are clicking, we cannot be stopped. Speaking of cannot be stopped, Juan Soto cannot be stopped. This man put on his yard gloves and did a little yard work this evening. One of the 94 down the middle. He knew it. Just creeps over the wall in the Monument Park. I mean, that's an up and away fastball. That's usually kryptonite to lefties. And here he is hitting it over 400 feet to center field. I mean, it tells you what kind of hitter this guy is. Solo shot. The glove, as you saw, got stuck on top of the wall. But hey. It is what it is. We gotta give this man a little bit of money.
Pay that man his money.
Gregory Wayne saying, still think a six-man rotation would work out best. It's possible, but then you thin out your bullpen. So unless you're planning on using, you know, the guy, one of the guys from the, you know, 2 or 3 days out as like a short-term, you know, a short reliever on his throw day, which I know guys don't like to do. So, you know, Rizzo had a multi-hit game. Volpe had a multi-hit game. Austin Wells had a multi-hit game. Judge had a multi-hit game. Even Gleyber Torres had a base hit tonight. Luke Weaver threw the ball exceptionally well. Bottom of the seventh, here's something we got to talk about. Wells ripped a base hit to right field, but Luis Rojas, for some reason, waved Anthony Rizzo around third base and got him thrown out by a country mile.
Really?
Second time this season that he's had an absolutely atrocious, brutal send from third base. There was also that one where he sent Stanton, I think it was about a week, maybe a little bit more than that, ago. Stanton would have been out by a country mile if the catcher didn't have butterfingers. Ian Hamilton came in for the ninth to lock things down. Verdugo made a pretty nice play up against the wall. He really does play a very solid left field. And that's the other thing we got to talk about at some point. Martian is coming. The Martian's coming back. And right now, everybody's healthy. And in my opinion, everybody's doing a decent job. Stanton's only hitting 234, but he's shown power. Judge heating back up. Soto's not going anywhere. Verdugo's doing well. Martian might be ticketed to AAA for a while. We'll see. Anyway, take it away, Mr. John Sterling.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Vengeance headlock to Soto. Hitting 500 with runners in scoring position.
You're a winner.
Well, that's two in a row. One more and we'll officially have the winning streak. Tomorrow night, Yankees take on the Athletics once again in the series finale from the Bronx. Got a big super chat here that I'm going to get to real quick. Ryan Davis says, with Rizzo getting older, I think the Yankees really need to draft Blake Burke of the Tennessee Volunteers. He has power and is great on defense. I recommend you all watch the highlights of the game on 4/20/24. If he's available, we'll see. He might not be. It's always kind of a crapshoot. I know there's a lot of mock drafts going on, but Yankees don't have an amazing pick. They got docked 10 spots because they were over the luxury tax. But anyway, it's about time to give out the belt, and there's only one guy that I really wanted to give it out to tonight. We had a lot of guys with some great games, you know, Volpe, multi-hit game, triple, Rizzo, another home run, Soto, another home run. But we needed the big man to break out, and he did. Aaron Judge. All right. Doug Rouse says, Martian coming back, and we already have five outfielders on the 26-man roster. It's going to be an interesting situation. I really, truly believe the Martian is a superstar in the making, and I think he's ready. I think he showed it last year when he got called up. It's going to be a tough call, man. I mean, maybe somebody will be injured by then. You never know. You never want that to happen. And maybe they'll send him down to AAA. It's entirely possible. That seems like something the Yankees would do. But right now, the way Verdugo's playing the outfield, you want him out there and left. He's swinging the bat a little bit. He's hitting 244, but he's had some big hits. He had that big home run in Cleveland. He had that big go-ahead hit the other day. So he's swinging the bat well. Only Yankee who didn't reach base tonight at all was Oswaldo Cabrera. 0 for 4. He's sinking fast. He's down to 263. So got off to a great start, but kind of slowing up a little bit. The save situation says Grisham is the one to go. Grisham hasn't shown me much offensively. He really hasn't done much defensively either, if we're going to be honest. But, you know, he's a bench player, and you really want to get all these guys regular at-bats. But, you know, maybe by June, maybe by midsummer, whenever the Martian comes back, you know, maybe some guys are dragging and need some days off. And then you can rotate him in. You know, you put him in center one day, put him in left another day. You know, you can give Judge some days off, give Verdugo some days off. I don't think he's going to play much right field. He hasn't played much right field. Stanton, you know, obviously will need some time off at some point. He's usually hitting the IL by then. But if he does stay healthy, he's still going to get some days off. So you can DH Judge or DH Soto some during the heat of the summer, keep these guys healthy, stick the Martian in the outfield. So I think there's some at-bats there for the Martian. And, you know, they're going to be easing him back in too because he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. So it's worth keeping an eye on. But I believe that the situation will work itself out. It typically does. All right, let's take a few comments.
What do you hear? What do you say?
Maurizio says they really haven't played Grisham at all. I mean, that's true. They have been playing their regulars more than they usually do. I think that's something that is catching on a little bit. I mean, they always rest guys, right? And then they still get hurt. So why not just play them? Why not just play them and hope everybody stays healthy? You know, right now they're looking good. You're not hearing a lot of complaints about hamstrings or calves. Maybe there's something to playing every day and staying loose and getting your body used to it. You never know. You guys want to take a look at the box score here? As Funny Impala says, Oswaldo is playing decent defense. Yeah, he's looked pretty good at third base. So the Yankees had 11 hits tonight, Oakland with just 4 hits. Volpe 2-for-5 hitting .293. Soto at .319 with a .995 OPS. Judge 2-for-5 up to .191. Pretty soon he'll be over .200. And then he's no looking back, I bet. I bet he stays over .200 once he gets there. Stanton 1-for-4 hitting .234. Rizzo 2-for-4 up to .242. The OPS is a little bit lower than you'd expect for Rizzo, .672, but home runs each of the last two nights will help. You know, Torres had a base hit tonight, but I'm still concerned about him. Couple of strikeouts, .189 average. Still looks like he's trying to pull everything and not really driving the ball the other way, like, you know, when he's at his best. So stay tuned. Maybe he'll come around. But, you know, we're almost through an entire month now and no home runs and not much offense at all to speak of. Verdugo 0-for-1 with a couple of walks and a sac fly. Cabrera 0-for-4, as we mentioned. Wells, 2-for-3 multi-hit game, hitting .132. So he's now on the interstate. He was on the country roads, you know, .085. And now he's up to the I-32. Pretty soon he'll be on, I don't know, whatever kind of road begins with 2. And then Schmidt, 5 innings and 1 out into the 6th. 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. The whip is creeping up, 1.46. ERA is reasonable, 3.55. I remember David Cone won 20 games one year with a 3.55 ERA. Weaver, 2 2/3 scoreless, and Ian Hamilton shut it out in the 9th inning. Lightning Monkey says, my eyes are on Volpe. He solved the problem the Yankees had on finding a good shortstop after Jeter. He can hit, and he can play defense. Gold Glove winner. Absolutely.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Robert Ryan says, trade some outfielders for the A's closer. So first of all, the A's don't want anybody who makes any money. And also, Mason Miller has a lot of control left. He's not going anywhere. I don't think they're going to deal him. I mean, they might be able to get, they probably will get be able to get something for him. But I don't see him moving him yet. I think they like him there. Mark Peterson says, with this win, only one series loss so far.
Absolutely. Hey.
Over 700 watching combined with X and YouTube. Just a reminder to like and subscribe if you are new. Check out our shop, nyyrecaps.shop. We have all sorts of cool merch. We take a look at it once in a while. I'm just going to put some stuff on right now. We got some Juan Soto stuff that I think you guys will like real quick. Hang on. So I'm going to pull up this t-shirt. We got Soto Shuffle Classic Tee. And we've got this in hoodie form too. So Click on Juan Soto, nyyrecaps.shop. Click on Juan Soto, and there's a few different options there. We got the hoodie with the fun hat on the back. We even got a Soto Shuffle hat. This hat is kind of fire. I don't have one yet, but I'm going to get one. I'm going to order a sample for that, and I'll wear it on here for you. But we got some good stuff, so give it a look, and let's get a few more comments in and wrap it up.
I got to get out of here.
Doug says, will they make Sacramento A's jerseys and hats? Because that will be a rare
item.
You
got to go.
So they're actually not going to be the Sacramento A's. They're just going to be called the A's, which is weird. I want to go see him play in Vegas. So I had said,
game over, man.
That
game over.
If they ever go to Vegas and move there and there's a stadium in Vegas and the Yankees go, I will have an event at Vegas because I love going to Vegas. I love to spend me a weekend, you know, at the tables playing blackjack, you know, all that good stuff. And there's a lobster machine where you can put in like $1 or $5 and it's like a claw machine and you can try and win a live lobster. And I did it and they cooked it for me and it was delicious. There's a place called Heart Attack Cafe where you eat for free if you're over 300 pounds. So I'm working on it. But guy had a heart attack actually at that restaurant there one time. So crazy. Go figure. You would think walking in, you'd whatever. But anyway, if the A's go to Vegas, we're going to go and we're going to have an event and it'll be fun. We'll rent out a suite or something. All right, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you joining and, go ahead and subscribe on all your favorite platforms. I'll see you tomorrow.